you're in the middle of a complicated sugya, I think it would be most proper to start again the sugya just to go over it quickly. We had mentioned last week the shaila of palginin diburim, which the Gemara wanted to say is a machlokes abayin rove, that the person says kol nichsai the sunim loch. So how are we done this matana of kol nichsai? We could learn it is one hakno of kol nichsai, and all the nechosim are memele nikne because they're a chelik of kol nichsai. The hakno is kol nichsai. The hakno is not on each. And each chelik that he possesses bazunder, that's one akno of kol nichsai. Or we could say that kol nichsai is only a short way of saying, mentioning each nechosim that he has. So if we hold pagidin dibure, we hold that there's a multitude of aknos, even though he said kol nichsai. If we don't hold pagidin dibure, so there's one akno of kol nichsai. And therefore, the Gemara wanted to say as follows. Namachlikas Abaye Varovet, if an Eved brought a shtar with him that said, Kol Nichsai, the Eved said, Befonei Nichtav and Befonei Nechtav. So Abaye held Loi Palgin and Dibure. So we have to be Mevarer the Hakno of Kol Nichsai. He has an emonis only Legabi Shtar Shichel, but here we hear his, the whole shichel is only if we can be mevara that it was akno of kol nichsai. And that he doesn't have namonis, that you need two edim to be kim shtoros balma. So therefore, Abaye feels that since he's not nemon on the shal nechosim, so he's not nemon legabi the shtar shichel. And Rava holds palgin and diburim. We say that kol nichsai in itself is a multitude of aknos. So, on the chelik of kol nichsai, which is a shtar shicha, that he has no monis. On the other chalokim, he does not have an amonis. So let us start again, four lines from the bottom. Omele ravada ba masna l'rove. Keman ke Rab Shimon. That your shita is like Rab Shimon, the Omar Paginin Dibure, the Rab Shimon holds, we say Paginin Dibure, and the Poshet, he means to say there's a machlekes Rab Shimon and Rab Meir in the Shaila, and you paskin like Rab Shimon, the Snan Akaisav Kol Nechosav La'avdoi Yotze Ben Chayim. If a person writes Kol Nechosav La'avdoi, is Yotze Ben Chayim. We had mentioned that in the Kol Nechosav, he's including not only are you a recipient of my nechosim, but kol nechosav means that you are also a chelik of the matone. You're also being given over. That is the inyan of the kol. Kaisav kol nechosav la'avdoi, yotza ben chayren. So then the kol is marbe that you're a chelik of the nechosim which are being given over to yourself. Shir karke kolsho. What if he said kol nechosav chutz from this karke? Lo yotze ben chayim. So then he's not yotze ben chayim. So let us see what Rashi says. Hakosav kol nechosav labdei kegain kol nechosai nesunim loch yotze ben chayim shavu bechlal nechosim. He's included in the maton of the nechosim. B'chol shan nechosim namikon. He's kind of the other nechosim also. Shia karke kol shuhu lo yotze ben chayim. Karke lav davke, gama bababasbek mishemeitz, lo yotze ben chayim. The bishloim reishe, the loigoli date dinochis le shiure. Loimrin in the shir, he said kol, so we say the kol is very, very inclusive. It includes the evid also. Aval hoche dinochis le shiure. But over here, when he said kol chutz, so we understand from him that we have to understand the kol with a grain of salt. That means we can't take the kol literally that he's giving kol nechosim, because he's being meshaya some nechosim. So the magnitude that Koel had till now, it loses its koyach. Because I see he does not necessarily mean kol nechosim. So therefore, I can clear, so maybe it doesn't mean to be makna the ever to himself also. Aminu didaynam yishiyah. V'chi omar kol nechseim. Kol nechseim nesunim loch, ha'shal nechosim koma. So I say that the kol is not marba the yevet, and he's giving him the other nechosim. Now, what will he accomplish by giving him the other nechosim if he's not giving him himself? We have a klal masher kon evet kon haraboy. He wants to chant for him ta'keinich hanami. He has no intentions of being meshachir and b'loy shicharei. If he really wanted to be Meshachrim, he should have spelled out Atzmachon Nechosai. Since he said a kol with a shir, so we see that the kol is lav davke. It does not mean that the kol is not inclusive completely. So I have a right to say maybe he's not being makna the evet to himself either. So Rab Shimon disagrees with Rabbi Yisvore of Akivin de Noches Lishiyure. He holds Nitazai Fakert. Why did he say Koil? Why did he say, if he doesn't want to include the Eved in the Matana, so what's Pshat in the Keil? He's saying Keil, he doesn't mean the Keil. The reason he's saying Keil, he wants to show that this Matana is inclusive, even though I'm being Mishaya Rakarka, but I mean to include you also in the Matana. So Memela, I don't have to declare that he wanted to be Mishaya the Eved. Period. There's only one time that we can declare that he doesn't want to be Meshachar Devin. He says he's Meshachar Adav Muet, and he won't be explicit. He means to be Meshachar the Evet. That's the only case I say that Eved is not Meshuchim. Aber amid the comma, Rab Shimon, lo'oilam hu ben chayrim. Now, lo'oilam is marbe. Lo'oilam hu ben chayrim. Ashmeinon, so Rab Shimon wants to tell us a chiddush. Lo'ishna heichid de kone shal nechosim imay. That means there's no difference if he was kone shal nechosim imay, if the Eved was kone other nechosim. Kegoin shepirish, Hashir, Sheshir, Chutz Mikarka Plaini. That means he said, I'm giving you all my nechosim besides, this karka. He specified which karka he's speaking about. The hashte kona atzmoi ushan nechosim chutz min hashir. Then the din will be that he's kona himself plus the other nechosim besides the shir. So then zicher, the kol has a pshat. Kol means all the nechosim, you, the karkois, besides the karka which I was mefarad. That's one case. He becomes a ben chayrim. And also in a case where he won't be kind of any nechosim. Keep going. Shloi hisker shema karka sheshia. He did not mention which karka is being Meshaya. The cause of lay, he told them, I'm giving you kol nechsai chutz mi beis kul karka, besides a beis kul karka. Da hashte loy kone shum karka, so the Eved was not kone any karka, the bechol chad v'chad ikalameima, because every beis kul that he possesses, I could say, haynu ahudishaya. So bepoil the Eved will not be kaina any kak. Afilohochi hu ben chayim. Afilohochi is a ben chayim. Do hu lav kakel. He was Meshaya, a base kul karke, so Yizichel wasn't Meshaya the Eved. V'loi Shaira. So Memele, so what is the second case? Lo'ilamu ben chayim. Even though halachically, he can only be koine himself, all the other karkois he can't be koine, because he said, I'm a shayra beiskul karka, and every beiskul karka we say, meitz mechaber ala baraya, so he's not koine any karka, he's only koine himself. His alme palgin in dibure, so we see Rab Shimon holds palgin in dibure. Da kol nichse kam alei, v'loi kone ela es atzmai. That means if you would say, you don't say palgin in dibure, and we assume, if you say we won't say palgin in dibure, and we assume that the hakno has to be hakno of kol nichse, there's no hakno of kol nichse over here, because he's only kain himself, so there's no hakno of kol nichse. So al kochach, we see from Rab Shimon, that Rab Shimon holds that you say palgin in dibure, that he holds kol nichse is not one hakno of kol nichse, no, it's a multitude of haknos. So memele, so even though I end up, I'm only being makne the eved to himself, that also is kolol in kol nichsai, because we say palgin in dibure. Alme palgin in dibure, do kol nichsai kam alai, because he told him kol nichsai, loikon eles atzmoi, bat nami de kamret atzmoi, kone nechosim loikone, ki Rab Shimon sviraloch, so you hold like Rab Shimon. That's what Rav Ada bar Masne told Rav. Now, Merihitas Advorim, we see saying that you hold like Rav Shimon, not like Rav Meir, the Tanakame, not like Rav Meir. So it would seem Rav Meir holds that Loi Palgin in Dibure, and you hold like Rav Shimon, Palgin in Dibure. So where do we see that Rav Meir holds Loi Palgin in Dibure? Rav Meir is coming with a new svara. Rav Meir is saying, midenoches l'shiyure, since I see his Mishaya, the carcass, I see the coil, the coil is not including everything, it's not inclusive, because there's a chut, so I say, it could be it's not including himself also, but what does this have to do to loy palgin and dibure? Now, l'chayre pshat in the Gemara is now as follows, because Rav Shimon is meisiv two cases. Rav Shimon says, La'olam hu ben chayim. That means, I wish to disagree with you. You said, Shia karke kol shehu is lo yotza l'chayres, and I'm telling in two cases, I disagree with you, La'olam hu ben chayim. In the second case, he's not koine any karke. The case he said, a base kul stam. He's not koine anything. And I hold, he's yotza l'chayres, because to say palgin in dibure. Now, l'chayre, in the second case, you cannot say the svara that Rashi brought before in Rameya, midinoches l'shiyures, who is Mishaya the Eved also, because since when he was Mishaya, a base kul karke, so all the karkois automatically will belong to the Odei, there's only one thing left, the Eved. So al kochach, you have to say the kol nichsai is going on the eved, or else what is it going on? So here you can say in the second case of Rab Shimon that Rab Shimon was machadish lo'ilamu ben chayim, he wants to disagree with Rab Meir, and that now we understand how he understood Rab Meir. That he understood Rab Meir speaking about both cases. In both cases, say he was mefaret what he's being Mishaya. Say he wasn't mefaret what he was Mishaya. You hold la'olam la'yotza l'cheres, and I hold la'olam yotza l'cheres. Now, in the case when he wasn't mefaret which karke he's being Mishaya, so none of the karkois belong to the Eved, only the kol nichsei can only go on the Eved. So we can't say midenoches l'shiyure is Mishaya the Eved. So what is he giving him? That you can't say. So the kol ziche has to be going on the Eved. When deswegen Rameya holds that shiye karka kosho lo yotze ben chayrim, so al kochoch the tam of Rameya is because He holds Leipagin and Dibure. So Memele, so since the Kol is only going on the Eved, we can't say that because Leipagin and Dibure. And Rav Shimon says, Le'olam hu ben chayrim, that we hold Pagin and Dibure. That's what we were up to last week. So the Gemara asks, Enoch Hanami, Rav Shimon holds Pagin and Dibure. But we don't pass like Rav Shimon. So we have a kasha and rove. For Omar Rav Yosef Bar Menuhin, Omar Rav Nachman, Afal pi shekilis Rav Yosef is Rav Shimon. Even though Rav Yosef, when he heard Rav Shimon's svore, Rav Shimon holds Pagin and Dibure, he praised the svore. It's very nice. But Alochi Kerameya, but we don't paskin like Rav Shimon. We paskin like Rameya. Which means we paskin Leipagin and Dibure. The Sanya, we learned in Abaraisa, Kshenemu Dvorim Lifnei Rav Yosi, when Rav Shimon's Mahalach, Rav Shimon's Halacha was said to Rav Yosi, Kora Olav Hamikra Hazeh, so he said over this posik, Svosayim Yushak Meshev Dvorim Nechaychem. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, V'omar Rav Nachman, Halachi Kerameya, V'lo Yotza Lecheres, because we don't say Pagin and Dibure. Shekilis Rav Yosi, even the Rav Yosi prays to the Meforesh Vosel, Svosayim Yushak, Roy Hulunashik. It's Roy to kiss someone who says Dvorim Nechaychem. Afal Pikein, we don't paskin like Rav Shimon. So Memele, so we're up to Akasha. So we have a problem. We don't paskin like Rav Shimon. So Memele, so what? Pshat and Rove. Eisus Rove, Shloi Libe de Hilchese. So the Gemara says, Umiyoma Rav Nachman Hochi. Now, we have to understand what you're saying. That you're telling me Rav Nachman did not paskin like Rav Shimon, he paskin like Rav Meir, and he paskins like Pagin and Dibure. For Omar Rav Yosef Bar Menuhin, Omar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman himself said as follows: Shchiv Mara Shekosav Kol Nechosav LaAvdoi. A Shchiv Mara, that means a person who is pretty deathly ill. Shekosav kol nechosav l'avdoi. So he wrote a shtar. Kosav kol nechosav l'avdoi. He's giving all his nechosam l'avdoi. Ba'omad. And then later, he became healthy. So there's a din that a shchiv mera, who gives away all his nechosam, we'll see, perhaps a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, but a shchiv mera that gives away all his nechosam, the reason he's giving it away, because he's going to take it with him in the kever, he sees the misa in front of him, so he's giving away all the nechosim. Then, if miraculously he gets healthy, so we have Anan Sadi, and Yizikha didn't give away all his nechosim, and that and if the possibility will arise that he'll get healthy again, and he shouldn't have any nechosim left. So we say that if he becomes healthy, he can be chayzer on the matane, but he gave away all his nechosim, he can be chayzer. So, shchimera shekosav kol nechosav la'avdoi. Ba'omat, and then he became healthy. His chayzer b'nechosim, so this whole matane, he'd given away the whole estate to the Eved, is chayzer b'matane. But the Eved, he had given away the Eved and all the Nechosim to the Eved. So, and all the Nechosim, he's Chayza. He's not Chayza Be'Eved. Now, the mission explains why, the Bryce explains why. Now, Rav Nachman explains why. Chayza Be'Nechosim. Ma'neshchiv Merahu, this is a matone that was given also Shchiv Merah, also the impression that he was going to die. So therefore, if he became healthy, he's chayza. Ve'in chayza be'ebed shreyatza olav shem ben chayrin. This is a very sosom diket loshin, which we will perhaps see a little in Rashi pshat. But akaponim, the vial Rav Nachman said, so let us just think about the halacha that Rav Nachman had said. A person had written kol nichsai to his eved. Lemaise, this kol nichsai was only niskayim legabi the eved. Legabi whatever else was given to the eved, there was a chazorah. So the eved, so the kol nichsai includes one and only one thing, the eved. That's lemaise what it is. This is a psak Rav Nachman that said. In Rav Nachman, we just had before said, we don't paskin light Rav Shim, we paskin light Rav Meir, and we understood, because Rav Meir holds, loy palgin in dibure. That's the svar of Rav Meir. And he himself, Rav Nachman himself, holds palgin in dibure. If Rav Nachman says, there was a case of kol nichsai, and because of his matzavot shchivmera, everything became bottle, besides the matona to the eved, Rav Nachman said the Eved goes out l'cheres. So you see Rav Nachman himself holds pagin in the bure. And here he says we don't pass night Rav Shimon, we pass night Rav Meir. Elo Omar Ravashi hosamayinu taime mishum delav krus gito. Pshatn Rav Meir is not the way you had understood as loy, he holds loy pagin in the bure. No. Rav Meir also holds Pagin and Dibura. Everyone holds Pagin and Dibura. That's what Rav Meir holds, that Shia Karke Kolshehu, Lo Yotze Ben Chayrim, is for a different reason. It's not Krus Gita. So now we have a lot of things to understand and explain in this Gemara. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Umiyoma Rav Nachman Hochi, Veloi Pagin and Dibura. Shchivmera choizer bechol matonoiso bebova basva. Shchivmera can be choizer loz matonis. Choyer if he becomes healthy. Oh, okay. Shreyotza olov shem cheretz. Now he says he's not choizer be'ebed. Ve'osa li'shtabed boy alme pagin and dibur. Now the first three words in Rashi let us not try to understand at the present time. But the din is that what? That the Eved becomes a Ben Chayrin, Alma Pagin and Dibure, because the Kol is only including the Eved and nothing else. So we say Pagin and Dibure. So the Gemara answers, Hosom, the Omar Rav Nachman Alochi Kerameya. So the Gemara answers as follows. That what Rav Nachman said Alochi Kerameya, time alav mishum, the loy Pagin and Dibure. That is because Rav Meir holds loy pagin in dibura. The hakinami hiskir shem shiyekar keplaini. Because Rav Meir is speaking about two cases. Rav Meir is also speaking about a case where he mentioned which kark is being mishay. The leke plukta the dibura. There is no problem of pagin in dibura because there is a kol take. He said kol nichsay nesuni lochutz mikar keplaini. So there he says, is also loyotza lecheres. Umay is a loyotza lecheres. Not als loy pagin in dibure, because there you don't need it in a pagin in dibure, because you have a kol nichsai. The kol nichsai is niskayim, and all his karkois besides karka plaini. So there is no problem of pagin in dibure. The leke plukta de dibure, kamarameh, the loyotza lecheres. Inan yoyotza lecheres. So what is pshan rameh? Alataime mishum de lav kruskito. There is a chesoren in the krisus of the get. The gabi isha ksiv sefer krisus. By a get isha, it says in sefer krisus. Vishichurei avodim gomri lo lo me isha. We learn out ashtashicho gzereshove lo lo me isha. The ksiv chufsho leinitan lo. By a shifre knanis, it says, Chufsha hashtashicha leinitein lo. There's a law by hashtashicha. Vuchsiv, and by an isha it says, vekosav lo. And by isha binabu krisis. And by isha nib krisis it says, kosav lo seifa krisis. V'kiven de'ika le'meimar de'shayre. And since we could say shayre, da'noches le'shiyure, because he was Meshayer, v'hu lo'yuhuska b'seich ha'maton. The Eved was not huska b'seich ha'maton le'kosub le'atzmucha v'nichsei knuyim loch. La'av krisis gomahu. Now, let's stop over here before, just let's understand what Rashi is saying. Before we go further. Rashi is saying, let me just mention a lotion of Rabbi Kivega, the Mesech Tisperia, but according to Rashi, what the type of Krus Gito is. When a person says, Kol nichsai nesunim loch, chutz is meshaya karka kolshu. Chutz mi karka kolshu. So we had heard in the beginning of the sugya that Rashi had said, why is it not good? Midinochis l'shiyure. So, now the Gemara is machadish, this svara of Midinochis l'shiyura is not a chayshemishpatike svara, nor it's a ebenezodike svara. It's a besundere haloche in Hilchus Geirish. And let's just mention what Rabbi Kivega says. Da'af devadai roi loima, this is the lashon of Rabbi Kivega. If a person says, kol nichsai nesunim loch, chutz mikarke kolshu, the vadai roi loima, the madi shaya shaya, umadi loi shaya loi shaya. It means we have such a shtar, he says, I'm giving you all my nechosim besides a karke kolshu. So if a person looks at such a shtar, one should really say, why do I have to start thinking Modnezachim, I should say. So he's giving him all the nechosim besides a karka kosher. The ma de shaya shaya, ma de loy shaya loy shaya. Ulekushte de milse loy donin de shaya levit. That means between you and me, let's see. He said, I'm giving you all my nechosim besides a karka kosher. So I say, what about the evit? What do you mean, what about the evit? He said he's been meshaya karka kosher. So Mestome, the Kol Nichsai, is including the Eved and all other Nechosim besides this Karka Kosho. Avol beget boi krisis muchach, the loy yehe nidnud sofik beloshin hashtar. Sefer krisis means clear cut. When you look at it, you see that there's no sofik, there's no nidnut sofik. You can't even, if you want to make a sofik, you can't make a sofik. It's clear cut. That's a tight sefer, krisus, you look at the sefer, you see klo, that the geirishin, she's cut off from her husband, the eved is nowhere, eved. You see it clearly, it's clear cut. If a person looks at a shtar, and then the shtar says, kol nirsai nesunim loch, chutz mikarka kolshu. So most probably I shouldn't make pshetlach, and I should say that madi shaya shaya, madi loy shaya loy shaya. That means Mustam is giving the eved all the nechosim in himself besides that karka. But there's a mokim to think that from the shir that he made, he was the From the shear that he made, that he was Mashiach Karka Kolshu, I see that the word kol is not inclusive. It doesn't include everything. He's saying, I'm giving you kol nichsai, and he's not giving him kol dechosov. So the kol is not inclusive. So perhaps there's a 5% chance to think, so if the kol is not inclusive, maybe I don't have this koyach of koil to say that it's coming to include the Eved. Maybe not. This is not a choshen mishpatike, sofik, But this is an Ebenezer, the Kisafik. In, when it comes to krisis, it has to be clear cut that he wants to be Meshacherim. It's not clear cut. So Memele, so that is the Svara of Rameya. Now, but let's elaborate a little more. We have here a problem. We had mentioned before, Rav Meir is speaking about, that we see from Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon said, Lo'olam hu ben chayrim. Lo'olam hu ben chayrim. Ben lo'olam means, Sai, he specified which kark is Mishaya. Sai, he didn't specify the kark is Mishaya. Now, when he didn't specify the kark that he is Mishaya, so then, already, he's not kind any kark, eh? He's only kind himself. And Rav Shimon said, so he's kind himself. We say, Palgin and Dibura. Now, from the Lashon of Rav Shimon, Lo'olam hu ben chayrim, means he's chaylik and Rameya. So we had mentioned, Rameya holds Sai when he specifies the kark, Sai when he doesn't specify the kark, he is lo yotzal chayrim. Now, we had mentioned before, when he doesn't specify the karka, so then, automatically, all the karkois will not belong to the Eved. The only thing, the only meaning the shtar can have is only on the Eved. He's not calling any karka, because since he didn't specify which karka is being Mishaya. So he's not calling any karka, he's only calling the Eved. The kol can only mean the Eved. And because of that, we said, is Eiskishpart, Rameya holds, Loi Pagin and Dibure. Now we have to answer, no, Rameya holds Pagin and Dibure. Why? Rameya holds Pagin and Dibure, so why is Loi Yotzel Acheres? Because Lav Kruz Gitte. Because I think maybe he's Mishaya the Eved. He can't be Mishaya the Eved over here. Because what is he giving him? The karkois are remaining by him. He's Mishayah all the karkois. So Memele is Al-Kochach, he's not Mishayah the Eved. That's all you'll think. He's not Mishayah the Eved. That's no shayla about it. So what is Pshat in the Gemara? No, he holds Pagin in the Bur and there's a Chasson of Kruz Gita. So I saw the Nachlas Moshe says a beautiful word as follows. Kruz Gitta means that when you read the get, it should be clear cut. You read the get, you don't have to come and ask someone to explain to me. The get should be clear cut. Now, when I look at a get, the get says the shtar shicha, here we're talking about a shtar shicha, which also is the din of Kruz Gitta. When I look at a shtar shicha, the shtar shicha says as follows. The shtar shicha says that I'm giving all my nechosim to the Eved besides a base called Kalkin. Now, the way the shtar is read, the way you read the shtar, I'm giving you all my nechosim besides a base called. Now, that is what it says in the shtar. Now, let's just, Amayma Hamuska, Lemaise, when it will come Lamaise, when the Eved will come, so I get all my, the Nechosim besides the base school, there'll be a different problem. But since I don't know which base school you're supposed, he left over for himself, Lamaise you won't get anything. That is Bepoyel, what the Eved will be able to receive in Karkois from the Shtar, but Poyel, he won't be able to get anything because there's a technicality over here. Since one base school belongs to the Yodin and I have a Sotok on each base school, but Poyel, I can't give you anything. That is Bepoyel. But theoretically, the Shtar is giving you all the Karkois. But Bepoyel, you can't get anything because there's a different problem. There's a problem here. But the shtar is giving you all the karkois. If the shtar is giving you all the karkois besides one base school, so again, when I look at the shtar, I look at the shtar as follows. That means he said kol nichsai, and the kol is not inclusive because he was Mishaya one base school. So the kol is not inclusive, so maybe he means also to this include the Eved. Maybe, since I see the koil is not inclusive. Now this svara, that's the svara of Kruz Gita, is it clear cut? That means, if we could be mitzaref, the bepoil, together with the shtar, then it would be Kruz Gita, because bepoil, he's not getting anything, so then it's klo that he means to give him himself. That is, if you could combine what Bezin will do bepoil, and you'll say, so what is the shtar saying? Then there's no suffix. The shtar is zikhe Kruz Gita. But you can't combine these two things. That means the Lashon of the shtar is saying one thing. The Lashon of the shtar is saying, I'm giving you all my nechosim besides a base school. That is what the shtar is saying. And that's what the shtar is reading. If he's going to get problems in getting it, so that has nothing to do with the Lashon HaShtar. The Lashon HaShtar says, I'm giving you all my nechosim besides a base school. You'll have a problem to get all the nechosim. That's lemaise, but the shtar is saying that. That's what it says in the shtar. In the shtar it says you're getting all my nechosim besides the base school. So the way the shtar is being read, and what the shtar is saying, I can start thinking, al salach of Kruz Gita, that the krisus, the shichu is not clear cut. I see the koil is lav davke. It's not including everything. So maybe it's not including the Eved also. So that is what the Gemara answered. The Gemara answered that what Rav Nachman paskened like Rav Meir, not the reason is because Rav Meir holds loy palginen diburin. No, Rav Meir also holds palginen diburin. Rav Nachman holds palginen diburin. Everyone agrees palginen diburin. No, that would he paskin like Rameya, because Rameya was machadish, there's a chesoron of Kruz Gita. There's a new chesoron by get, that by get in shtar shicho, the shicho and the gerishin has to be clear cut. And if there is any nidnut sofik, maybe by studying the lashon of the shtar, maybe he doesn't have an intent to be mishacha the eved. Maybe just like he was Meshayer, the Karkis, Meshayer David also. Maybe the Koil is not so inclusive, it's not including David also. So that's a paslus in the Shichel. And that Rav Nachman says, I paskin like Rav Meir. I disagree with Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon doesn't hold of this chesorin of Kruz Gita, but Rav Nachman says, we don't paskin like Rav Shimon, we paskin like Rav Meir. But in the din of Palginin Dibur, everyone holds Pagin and Dibure. So Mamela, we can paskin like Rove. Rove says Pagin and Dibure. Now let us finish the Rashi. V'kivin di klameima di shayre. That means in the Loshen Ashtar, it is nitin leheyoma that he was Meshayah David also. Do nochas l'shiyure. Because we see the koil is lav davke. Vohu loy huska b'soicha maton, and the name of the Eved is not niske and the maton. Like kosov loy atzmachon nechosik nuyim loch. He would have said atzmachon nechosik nuyim loch. Fine. So then we know Chloe wants to be mishacha the Eved. Lav krisus gomo. So it's not a krisus gomo. Avol heiche de loy shayer ki hoche. But if there was no shear in the lotion, that means let's say the case of shchiv mara, there was no shear. He said, kol nichsai nesunim loch, so there's no shear, the koil is taka inclusive. And now later he's choyza on the, there's adin chazore on all the nechosim, because it's omar. Ki hoche have a krisis lotzeis. Benishtacher shoachas kozman shaloi choza. Now he was nishtacher, the Eved was nishtacher shoachas kozman shaloi choza. Vishuv eine yoche lachzer, so on the Eved he can't be chaser, shekitche yashem. But here there's no shir. We'll come back to this Rashi. The Gabi Milse, the Rove, Bevet, Shebe, Gite, Kruz, Gitehu, There also, there was no problem in Krisis. He said, Kol Nichsai Nesunim Loft. There was no Shir in the Kol Nichsai. The Kol Nichsai is inclusive, and it's very clear cut. He wants to be Meshach and the Ebed. Neid in the Chosim Leikone, the boy Kiyam, Avalatz Meikone, the Palginin Dibur. We have here a lot of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, if a Shchiv Merab gave away all his nechosim to his Ebed, and then it was Omad, so there's a din chazore on all the nechosim, and the Ebed, there's no din chazore. That's the halacha. Now, I'd like to try a little to explain this halacha. Let us again say the Loshna of Rashi. Aval heichad deloi shaya. In this case of Rav Nachman, there's no shir. Yocha bakisis lotzeis. V'nishtacha sho'achas. The Eved became Meshuchi sho'achas kolzman shleichosa. Before he was choyzer. V'shuv eine yocha lakse. And now, he can't be choyzer anymore. V'shriv marah. Shekitshoi Hashem. I'd like to mention Asma Simen Reish Mabov Sivkotn Chav Gimel. In Simen Reish Mabov, it says Amir de Kezach. Kol, in Sif Yud Zayin, it says as follows. Kol han noisnim kol nichseyem. A person who gives away all his nechosim, mishiti botel hamatone, when later the matone becomes bottle, v'yachzeru kol han nechosim lebailam arishoinim, and the nechosim go back to the bailam arishoinim. Now, before we go further, what the Mechaber is saying, what case are we talking about? We're talking about a lot of cases, but in Negei Elomnu, the Sma says, "Oy shchiv mara shenosan kol asheloi, va'achakach omad mecholyoi." So now we're talking about one of the cases that the Mechaber is talking about is a shchiv mara that gave away all his nechosim. And later he became healthy. So now, the Mechaber is saying, Kol ha-neisnim kol nechseyim, mishiti botel ha-matone, now the matone becomes bottle, he became healthy. V'yavzru kol ha-nechosim le-bailam ha-rishaynim, so everything goes back to the bailam ha-rishaynim. Now let's be megashim d'inyin. Reuven was a shchiv mera, the prognosis was he has 5 hours more to live, and he goes and gives all his nechosim to Shimon. No, someone comes over to him, Reuven, who listens to doctors, Ayish Yayish, Afilu Cherev Chadam, Unachas Al Tzabori Shalodam, Ayish Yayish, Minarachmen, we have to say Tillim, we have to be Mispalo. And then the Rabbi Shalom will help. No, he hears this, they say Tillim, Baruch Hashem. 4 hours later, he's up and walking. Baruch Hashem, Nisim Glui. So this, the Shimon who was, 4 hours ago, he was already thinking what he's going to do with all the Nechosim. He's unpleasantly surprised that, Omad Choyza, he doesn't have anything. But, you can say a good marshal. We have to not make it 4 hours, not maybe 40 days. Ein hamekabel matone marze peiris. But in the 40 days that there was a matone, before it was Omad, they grew peiris there. They grew bushels of peiris. These peiris belong to the mekabel matone. That's what the mechabel says. This is a mechabel. And this ma says, this is one of the cases we're speaking about, the shimera or Omad choyzer. So the Sma explains as follows. Haperis ein nitzorich lahavzer, umashma dafilo ein adayin biyodei be'en, the peiris, he didn't eat up the peiris are here, he harvested them, and the noisin is chayzer from the home aton, it's omat. Ein tzorich lahavzirom, he doesn't have to return them, kimin shekvar tol shom behechzik bem, so he was kind of these peiris. Shafilu, so he says, what's the reason of this? Shafilu anaisin matona beferish almenas lahakse lizman kotsu. If I'll give you a matone, it has to be, I'm giving you a matone, this is your karka for 40 days. After 40 days, you have to return it to me. Oichu peiris adazman lakotsu. So in the, with the peiris that grow in the 40 days belong to the makabu matone. But Salima, the lay amru the tzorich laharze peiris elok shanasina hoya betois. If I gave something betois, if I would have known, never would have given it to you. V'nischaget lemafreya al hanasine, so I have heard I ever made in the sine. So memela, so there the din is that what that you don't have peiris. The whole thing was a tois. Avokan lay nischaget. Here there was no charote. Other rabbi. Kozman shloy omad micholyoy. Kozman, he thought that he's on his deathbed. Micholay shinachosu biyadache. I want to give it to you. I'm giving it to you. V'yoychol peiraisa. No, now that it's, so I want it to be yours, it's yours. But now, but there's a non-sadik. We'll see in a minute. There's a non-sadik. But if I would have known that I'm going to get healthy, I wouldn't have given away to you. So this becomes nischadish when it's omat. So kaponim, the peiris that grew till omat belongs. Is dach sechmir, we see from this ma, that a person, a shchimra, that gave a maton of a omat, it's a machaber. This ma says, child, a machaber. That it's not a chazor al mafreya. Since it's a chazor al mikan al habo. So therefore, we can dachzach mer very well understand Rashi. Now, he gave all the nechosim to the Ebed, including himself. Now, he gave all the nechosim to the Ebed, so Memele Kozman, he's still on his deathbed, so the Ebed was kind of himself. He became a ben chayrin, and also he was kind of old in a chosin. When it's omad, so then the matona stops. So by all other nechosim, it can go back. It's only mominis, so it was given to you for asman mukbal kozman. He's a shivara. When it's omad, the matona goes back. But the minute he became a ben chayrin, that means if for he was given to himself, Kozman, he was a shchima, he was given to himself. That's only a chazore mikan ulahabo. So he can't go back. Because a ben chayrin cannot become back an eved. If I gave yourself to yourself, and it's a shtar shichot, I mean, this kol nichsa is a shtar shichot. So you became a ben chayrin already. If you came a ben chayrin, so memele, you don't go back. A ben chayrim doesn't go back. So that is l'chayre, the difference between all the nechosim and the eved. Now, let us again look at the lashon of Rashi, and I would think that this is pshat in Rashi. Rashi says, v'nishtacher sho'achas. He was mishtacher sho'achas. 1 hour he was meshuchah before the omat. Kozman shaloi chozar, he wasn't chozar, before the omad he wasn't chozar. Vishuv ein yochel achzer, now he can't be chozar anymore on the Ebed. Shekitcha yashem. Kitcha yashem means the Rabbein Shalom was mekadishim. That means he has not kedushas Yisrael. He's a ben chayrin. A ben chayrin cannot become an Ebed. That's l'chayre pshat in Rashi. I'd like to read over a lashon of the Rabbeinu Kashkash, which also I think is like Rashi. The Rabbeinu Kashkash says as follows. He says, this is speaking about, I mean, that's me, he says, Klara Diburim, the Airi Shekosav Kol Nechosav B'matnas Bori B'kinye Ma'achshav. It's speaking about, now let me explain, we'll see this letter in Taisvis a little clearer. Ashchiv Mara, there are two Eifanim, how Ashchiv Mara can make a Hakno. There's one atakone divrei shchimra kichsuvim uchemesurim domin. Whatever shchimra says, it's ki'ilu, there was a ma'ase kinyan, could be this is a rabban of the kedin. And that's a different din in gans. There's another oifen, a shchimra can make a kinyan like every bori makes a kinyan. He could do that also. But a shchimra, even though he made a kinyan, but he has this clause in the matane that if I'll ever get healthy, so then the matane should be bottled. That means I'm making a ma'ase kinyan, a regular ma'ase kinyan. I didn't mention one word, but this clause is an understood clause that I'm giving you everything now, but if the Rebbeinu Shlomo will help that, I'll become healthy, so then you have to realize there wasn't an intent that the matana should be made. So now, the Rebbeinu Kashkash says as follows. The Airi is speaking about Shekosov Kol Nechosov B'matnas Bori B'kinye Me'achshav. He said, I'm giving you now Kol Nechsai. V'afilu Hochi Im Omad Chayzer. If he becomes healthy, so he's Chayzer. And the whole matana. The Umdin Das, it's an Umdin, we can assume, he did not give away all his nechosim. I'm giving away that if I'll become healthy, I'll have to go on welfare. It was a man sadi. He was giving away all the nechosim because he realized he can't take it with him in the cave. So he's giving it away. But on the time that he'll become healthy, he never gave away all his nechosim. So my male, that's why he's choyzer on all the nechosim. Omad choyzer. He's not choyzer be'evet. Given the matone gemuro he shechola michaim, it was already chal michaim, it was a matone that was chal. Afal pishim omad choyzer b'nechosim mishim umden das, even though it could be choyzer, be'evet einikei. But the Eved, you can't be choyzer. The miyad shenosan loyes nechosov, zocho ha'eved ba'atzmai b'kitshu shamayim. And that's the kitshu shamayim, that's the kitshu shamayim, what Rashi says. That means he became a yid already. A yid you can't get back already. He became a yid, it's finished. And I think, say the Ritve, say the Rabbeinu Kashkash, and say Rashi, our learning, it's not a chazore lemafreya. The minute it's a chazore lemafreya, we have to rack our brains. So nothing happened. What happened? Zoche ba'atzmoy, he nishtache sho'achas. It will be a chazore lemafreya, if we would say like that. So, it's a chazore lemafreya. The whole thing is like a toy. So then nothing would make sense. But the way we mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, we see Lagavi Peres, it remains by the Mekabo Matonis, so it's only a Chazorah Mikano Lahabe. So the Eved was Zoich himself Mikano Lahabe. Till the Chazorah. So then it's too late already to be Chazorah. Then the Chosim come back, and the Eved doesn't come back. Now, there's one problem. Rashi before doesn't seem to say like this. So I'd like Rashi before seems to say something else. The Gemara says Einei Choyze Be'evet. So the Gemara says, why is Einei Choyze Be'evet? So the Gemara says Shrayotza Olo Shem Ben Choyre. Now the Gemara is a powerful Gemara. The Gemara we can learn the way we had learned now. Yotza Olo Shem Ben. He became a Ben Choyre already. Kitshei Hashem. Anyway. Now, Rashi says before, actually in a different girsa, Shreyotza Olov Shem Cheiris, Va'osa Lehishtabit Boy. Now, this Loshen is a very bothersome Loshen. Va'osa Lehishtabit Boy, it would seem from Rashi, that there was only, he belongs to himself. Now let's explain. In Emerson, every Eved Knani, there are two inyonim. There's a Kinyan Momin, Gufay Konoi, and then there's a Kinyan Issa. He's an Eved Knani, he's, that's why he's Mutter B'Shivche, Osa B'Bas Choyren. There's a Kinyan Issa and a Kinyan Momin. Now, from Rashi before, Va'osa Lihishtabed Boy, it would seem from Rashi, Yotzal of Shem Ches, Rashi should have said, he became a Ben Chayim. He's a Yid, Kitshei Hashem. We mentioned before the Loshon Ritve. Zocha Evet Ba'atzmai, Bikitshu Shamayim. It's not that it's Osa Lihishtabed Boy. Osa Lihishtabed Boy means that in Momenes, he belongs to himself. That's it. But he's still an Eved. It would seem he belongs now to himself, but he's still an Eved. So then we have to understand if it's only a Hakno in Momenes and not a Shichel Gomo, so he's still an Eved that belongs to himself, if there's such a Musig. So you have to know why it doesn't go back. Now you belong to yourself, now you belong to me. So that's why I'm very unclear in the previous Rashi. Here we're talking about Kitshei Hashem. Here we're not speaking about Choshen Mishpat. Here, L'Cheira, we are speaking about that Chemitzi became a Ben Chayrin already. That's L'Cheira, the Mashmois of the end of Rashi. Bekitshu Shamayim. In the beginning of Rashi, Rashi says that Yotza Olav Shem Cheres Ba'osol Ishtabed Boy. Rashi would seem only hold that before there wasn't Chala Shichel Gomu, before was Chala Din that Osol Ishtabed Boy. So that din remains. So I don't know how these two things stem.
Someone wanted to say that since Rashi used the lotion of Osa Lihishtabed Boy and not a lotion of Eini Yochel Lihishtabed Boy, so perhaps in this lotion Rashi is also telling us that he becomes a Ben Chayrin Komo.